It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Hey. You have once again tuned in to the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony. Thank you. It means a lot to me. I do mean that, though, because when I put this together, when we decided we were going to do this every week, like highlight the one interview or whatever, we really did it with an eye on kind of giving people like a cliff notes on what this show is all about. Like if you wanted to give it to a buddy and be like, yeah, this is how to, you know, Jimmy Failor is a slow guy. He's on Fox News in the weird sport coats. I think they pay him in tequila. Nah, bro, I heard it was vodka. But whatever. The point is, the easiest way to introduce somebody to me, on the weekend, it's actually to go down to like Sizzler and see me getting kicked out of the buffet. But if you were going to do this with a set of headphones, it would be to tune into the Game Ball presentation ceremony and just hear the vibe that goes off in one of these interviews. Point being, we're capturing like political figures and newsmakers in a way that you don't get a chance to see them on TV because we have, number one, a little more time with them. But number two, our vibe is a little different. We're always trying to give you the person behind the politics. This week's recipient is a person like I've gotten to know pretty well and I really enjoy having on the show, and he very well could be the next president of the United States, if not the president, maybe even the vice president. I am, of course, talking about South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, who, if you listen to this interview, you get a really good dose for the guy. And yeah, you'll hear plenty about policy and everything in between. But the one thing I can assure you of is I came into this interview being like, Tim Scott, he'd be a great president. He'd be a great vice president. But by the end of the interview, I actually had my heart set on nominating somebody else. You'll find out. Give it a listen. Are you breaking 10,000 steps a day these days? I see you on my TV a lot.
I am. I'm hustling.
Yeah, well, I've been encouraged to do the same, but I am not keeping your pace, much to the chagrin of the Fox Wardrobe Department. You know,
well, that's okay. You deserve more clothes, not fewer options.
I agree. I'm with you. But let me just jump right in and get the big question out of the way. I know it's on everybody's mind. What do you think of the Cowboys cutting Zeke Elliott?
You know, that was a shocker. Without any question, listen, Zeke has been struggling for a couple of years with injuries, so I wasn't very surprised. But it was a little surprising in that he's been a part of the franchise for so long.
Yeah.
But I will say, the backup number 20 has done very well this past season. I think he needs more time, more time on the field.
Yep.
Frankly, I think this will help him rise to the occasion. Mm-hmm. We also need Dak to play, as if every game was a playoff game, because when we get to the playoffs, we it looks like scrimmage.
It's hard to watch. But you know why I brought up Zeke specifically? The reason I brought him up is because it was a salary cap consideration that is the reason he's no longer with the team. And I wanted to ask you this. Given the problems we have with spending in Washington right now, wouldn't it be nice if government had a salary cap?
Yes, we should have a salary cap that ends at about $5 an hour based on the current level of work, especially at the Fed, Treasury, and the FDIC with bank failures. So that would be a good place to start. And if we can draft a whole new team from the private sector, I would lift the salary caps for people who have actually had private sector experience. Unfortunately, we have a lot of academics and lifelong bureaucrats.
Yes. What we have in Washington, you know what it reminds me of? To some extent, it reminds me of your man Jerry Jones. And this was my Yankees owner, George Steinbrenner, did the same thing. We have guys that like to throw money at problems, and often it just makes the problem bigger. Like, I think you would argue with inflation, I won't make you blame Jerry because it's your owner. We'll call this a Steinbrenner move. But we're Steinbrennering inflation, are we not?
1,000%. Think about it this way, Jimmy. Every federal employee, save Congress, is receiving a 5.3% increase in pay. Mm-hmm. There aren't a handful of Americans who are getting a 5% increase in pay this year. Mm-hmm. It is stunning to see the reckless spending of this administration after the concentration of the wealth of this country comes to Washington, because he's literally taking it out of the pockets of everyday Americans through tax and spending policies that are devastating single moms like the one that raised me. I can't imagine a worse predicament for a senior citizen who's on a fixed income than watching gas go up 40%, food up 20%, electricity up 20%.
Yep.
But the question becomes the question of rationing.
Yeah, it's psychotic. But you know what the nice thing is? The banks are doing well.
Well, under the Biden economy, we have seen the second largest bank failure because of the economy, the regulators, and the bank management. I can't think of a worse predicament to be in to say rates are going to go down when you have 9 consecutive increases in the interest rates. And that's exactly what the bank executives were banking on. Lower rates. Yeah. I don't think so.
No, it's hard to watch. We're talking to South Carolina Senator Tim Scott. Sometimes I look at the Washington right now as it's presently constituted, and I feel like I'm watching a team tank because they think they're going to get a number one draft pick. You know, when there's like 5 weeks to go in the season, they've only won 2 games, and they're like, well, we might as well lose the last 5 to save our draft position. But you don't get the tank for draft picks in Washington. But there is a lot of talk, though, about who these potential replacements could be. And the thing I wanted to throw at you, man, because I know, you know, you're weighing a lot of different factors and you're all over the news when it comes to, the, you know, whether or not you're going to run in 2024, is do you think on some level, though, given the emphasis on identity politics in the Democratic Party, do you think you're actually Senator Tim Scott uniquely qualified to maybe lead the march away from identity politics, given that your success story in this country is concrete proof that we're a different America now than the one they're trying to sell us?
Yeah, there's no doubt that my identity and my journey disproves their lies without any question. I will say this, though. The mission is always more important than the position. I am focusing on making sure that the American people have reasons to believe in the future of this country, because the common sense conservative foundation on which it was built has endured 250 plus years. It can do another 250 years if we do not buy into the radical left's approach to socialism. One of the things that we need to remember as conservatives is that the road to socialism runs right through a divided Republican Party. So when there's a food fight, red-on-red violence, mm-hmm. it only encourages the left to do more bad things, looking for a utopian that has never existed on God's green earth.
Well, was that a fancy way of you telling somebody to lay off the nicknames?
No. I will simply say this, without any question, according to Muhammad Ali, who said, you know, he flips like a butterfly, he stings like a bee, there are no flies of Muhammad Ali. It's not about nicknames, it's about performance. And right now, what we need to do is focus on bringing the party together in a united front, because the actual problem, mm-hmm. President Biden,
yeah.
it's 13.5% inflation.
Yeah.
The actual problem is President Biden. It's a porous border. It is unsafe, it is insecure, and it is wide open, leading to 70,000 American deaths because of fentanyl. It's 4.5 million illegal crossings preventable mm-hmm. with a closed border. We need a physical impediment to crossing our southern border. It's President Biden's blueprint to ruin America by making sure that our kids today are either locked into failing schools or locked out of union fights in Los Angeles where the kids can't go to school at all. Oh, that's why I have legislation, put them back in a different school that's actually open.
Well, that's a great point that you make. We're talking to South Carolina Senator Tim Scott. There was a Georgia representative who said 2 days ago, parents are essentially too dumb to weigh in on their kids' education. Like, first of all, I'm shocked to ever hear an elected official talking down to voters in any capacity. But isn't that such an affront to how you were raised and what you come from and what you've amounted to?
Well, Jimmy, I can't think of more offensive words that my mother, just because she's a single mother with a high school diploma, wasn't capable of making good decisions. When people with a PhD in the local school district could not figure out how to create a quality school in every zip code in Charleston County, it is fascinating, which means frustrating yep. to me, that the poor zip codes in this country run in education by people who are so supposedly really smart, mm-hmm. PhDs, masters, college degrees, and yet they fail the most vulnerable kids in America, and they're rewarded with promotions and more money. It is completely illogical. I'll bet my future and the future of kids today on single mamas making a better choice than people with a PhD in their schools.
And you want to know why you're right about that? I could speak to this as a former cab driver who, you know, you might not know this, Senator Scott, but yellow cab drivers aren't exactly ballin'. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't on MTV Cribs. They never even reached out. This might shock you. You know, people talk about not having money in the bank. I lived most of my adult life without a bank. Okay, I had like a Nike shoebox. People are like, what, do you go to Bank of America? I'm like, no, I have the Bank of Reebok. But stick with me. When you're in that primal position, like the one that you were raised in with a single mother who's on the lower end of the economic scale, you actually learn a common sense and an efficiency. Okay, that makes you a more practical, common sense decision maker than the people who are out of touch with the struggle. So can you actually make a case that it's almost like their prosperity works against them when it comes to relating to the actual people that are engaged in the struggle?
That is 100% true. One of the things I learned from my grandfather, who had a third grade education, is don't buy what you can't afford. Don't spend what you do not have. It's a simple concept in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 22:7, that the borrower is slave to the lender. If you don't want to be an indentured servant, don't borrow money you can't pay back. Why the federal government has $31 trillion of debt with some of the most intelligent people in all of the world? Mm-hmm. They lack common sense. We should be ashamed of the prospects of the future if we allow President Biden to have another full term.
Yeah.
It's incredible to think that the greatest nation on God's green earth can't figure out how to balance a budget. Oh, by the way, if you don't have a balanced budget amendment, you simply can't do it. And as a guy who was raised by a single mother with a grandfather who had a third grade education, I thank God Almighty that they taught me the dignity of work. That they said, if you want to be motivated, first perspire, then be inspired, and then go do something with it. Don't expect anybody to bring it to you. Bring it to them. That's the kind of attitude that has made America the most exceptional country on earth. It's not our government. It's our people.
No, it's spot on. I say this all the time. It drives me crazy that they're not teaching more self-reliance, that they're denying people, you know, personal responsibility, because the pride of ownership and your success, it really is like the most empowering thing in the world. But the one thing I got to tell you, man, okay, for all the conversations me and you have had over the years, and you know how much I love your story, but the more I listen to you talk, the more I realize your mom should be running in 2024.
You know, I would support Francis Scott for president 2024, 2028, 2032. I would eliminate, frankly, term limits for my mom to continue to run the country.
No, I would too.
My house.
I would too.
You'd have to get used to the switch, though, the Southern apparatus of encouragement. There are some things that you don't do these days. But it's better than being incarcerated, right?
No, there's no question. I grew up okay. We didn't have a switch. We had a belt or a spoon. But yes, we all behaved well. I'm telling you.
The same concept, right? There's a payoff. Here's the last thing I'll say on this topic. You can pay me now or you can pay me later. If you pay me later, the price is greater.
No.
This works in finance. It works in raising kids. It works on hard work and becoming an entrepreneur. It works in home ownership.
Okay.
If you delay what can be done today, the price will be higher.
Spot on. Just listen, do me a favor. I know we got to run. Pass along the message. If she runs, I will openly endorse her on the air tomorrow. That's my commitment.
I love it. I'll let her know immediately.
Good stuff, man. We'll talk soon. I appreciate your time.
God bless you, brother.
All right, that's going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Bowl presentation ceremony. If you're in front of a TV Saturday night, I will be on with Lawrence Jones on Lawrence Jones Cross Country. If not, you can see me in church Sunday morning. I'll be at the diner after that. Have a great weekend, everybody.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in free-fall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.